Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The Knicks have done it. 2026 NBA champions. For complete championship coverage, stay with a fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Here comes Fox. 5 seconds remaining. Fox to Wemby. Wemby tries a three, puts it up, off the mark. Ananobi the rebound. It's over. It's over. Knick fans, this is not a dream. Your long, long wait has ended. Go ahead and cry. After 53 years, the Knicks are finally NBA champions once again.
Lauren Robinson. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lauren Robinson, talking sports and having a whole lot of fun here on The Fan in New York City. At 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, it is Mr. Nick Diodoro behind the glass. And this is a little less of a show and more of a hangout. It's a Knicks party. It's a Knicks hangout. You, me, all night long. We got 4 hours. And no real guests on this show. I will have a few people that are friends of the program that will stop by and share their thoughts and their emotions for 2 or 3 minutes. That's about it. We'll do that a few times because it's not really a night that's about guests. It is a night about you, about me, about Knicks fans and our city. Knicks in five, baby. Knicks in five. You know what else tonight is about? It is the themes of the show. The themes of the show: belief, continuity, courage, legacy, love, joy, and ultimately, the theme of the night, to celebrate.
Celebrate good times, come on!
Woohoo! Yeah, baby, celebrate. That's us. All night long, we're going to celebrate. That's what we're going to do tonight. Belief, continuity, courage, legacy, love, and joy. And this team, every single one of them has been doubted. Every single one of them. It makes it so much sweeter. 53 years we waited for this title. And every one of these players, Jalen Brunson, he too small. He's not a 1A, right? He's not a dude. Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, he's too soft, right? That's what they said. He's too soft. He can't play defense. Mikal Bridges, too many draft picks, too many picks, not worth it. Newsflash, by the way, for Brooklyn Nets fans, every time we say F them picks, Nets fans getting salty about it. Newsflash is F them picks. It's not about you, Nets fans. It's not, and I know you're bummed, but it's not directed to you. You could still, Knicks can win that trade with Mikal Bridges. Doesn't mean the Nets lost. We'll see who you draft. That's into the future. It's not about you, but it is about a player in Mikal Bridges who's been carrying that weight of those draft picks and those expectations and all that negativity around for 2 years now, and that's all been lifted. Too many picks, right? Not worth it. Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby. He's just a 3-and-D player. He's a good defender, but not an all-around star. Never an all-star. Josh Hart, traded and traded and traded, could never find a home. Not important enough as a player for any team to build around, to make a core part of it. Landry Shamet representing that bench. 2 years in a row has to show up at training camp with no guaranteed job and has to play his way onto the roster, fight for a spot. Injuries, journeyman, so integral to this title's run. Mitchell Robinson got the big rebound. Cannot make a foul shot. Broken finger and all, whatever. But when you absolutely, positively, and he wasn't even particularly good or barely playable at times in this finals run. But when the Knicks absolutely positively had to have a rebound, an offensive rebound to seal this thing, there was the longest tenured Knick, Big Mitch, Mitchell Robinson. Leon Rose, just an agent, never did this job before. What would make you think, if you're James Dolan the owner, if you're Leon Rose, and a super agent, a quiet guy behind the scenes, what would make you think that if Phil Jackson can't do this job, Isaiah Thomas can't do this job, Hall of Famers cannot do this job, Hall of Famers cannot make the Knicks not be a laughing stock, not be embarrassing? Leon Rose, just an agent, never did this before, never talks to the media, does not want the spotlight. All he did was become the architect of this championship team, phenomenal team, team in every sense of the word, likable team. People out there all over the country who may not like New York City for one reason or another, we love our city, we think it's the best place in the world. We love our area, our tri-state area. We think this is the best place in the world. But people might not like us. They might not usually root for a team from New York. But these players, this particular group, so damn likable. Easy to root for. Leon Rose put them all together. The chemistry, the collection and collaboration of all of them. And Leon Rose also, I want to talk about this team and the doubts. How about everybody doubting the decision to fire Tom Thibodeau, the head coach that got the Knicks to become competent and respectable again, built the foundation, takes the team last year to the Eastern Conference Finals, the doorstep, and then gets fired. What a ballsy move that is. And
why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
A lot of people Not me. I will admit I was on first guess on this one. I thought it strategically made sense to make a move on from Tibbs. I thank him, but I thought it made sense. But there were plenty of people on our station, analysts all over the country, sports writers, beat writers who cover this Knicks team, and plenty of Knicks fans who said, big mistake, huge mistake. Firing Tibbs? What are you, crazy? And then, talk about being doubted. They hired this head coach, Mike Brown. He got fired from the Sacramento Kings job. Nice job. Shout out, Kings. But Mike Brown, a guy who's been around the league. Sure, he coached LeBron, and yeah, he's an assistant coach in some great places. But did not seem to be the Knicks' first choice. They were asking around the league, is Jason Kidd available? Is Eric Spoelstra available? Is anyone and their brother available? Just checking. Before they came back around to say, well, we're going to hire Mike Brown. Not thought of as the first choice to replace Tom Thibodeau. And Mike Brown, can you imagine the pressure, the expectations? Billie Jean King is the one who coined that phrase, as far as I know. First person to say it, wrote a book, called it, pressure is a privilege. But Mike Brown coming in here with the immense pressure of expectations, knowing that if your team does not get to the NBA Finals, minimally, that is a failure. That the expectation is to win a championship and minimally to make it to the NBA Finals, or the season is a failure and you potentially are one and done and losing your job. That's the expectation by ownership and by the fan base. And all Mike Brown doing is, as a head coach, treating it like pressure is a privilege, coaching his way through that. Even down to the training staff, Casey Smith, outstanding medical trainer for the Knicks, got let go by the Dallas Mavericks. Nico Harrison, their former head of basketball operations there in Dallas, who famously, of course, making some questionable decisions, but letting go of Casey Smith, outstanding trainer who did a great job with this Knicks team. But every one of these guys doubted with something to prove. And there are people on social media, fans of the Spurs and frankly the Celtics or the Cavs or the, you know, whatever team that's out there. People who say, well, the Spurs were the better team. Really? Because the Knicks won the series 4-1. And you want to know why the Knicks won this series 4-1 and were actually obviously the better team that won this series? They are the champions. Kind of simple. The Knicks have Jalen Brunson and the Spurs do not. Yes, the Knicks are a team. Yes, this is a total team victory, a beautifully built team. But how is it possible that a team could come back five times when they're down by 20 plus points in the playoffs over the past 2 years? How is that possible? The rest of the league can't match that. Doesn't even come close. How does one team do it consistently? Down 22 to the Cavs in the Eastern Conference Finals this year, game one, with 7.5 minutes left in the game in the fourth quarter, and they win. Who does that? Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Down 29 points in the second half to the Spurs, who have the defensive player of the year anchoring their team in the finals. Who comes back from that? Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. The Knicks come back and win on, yes, that amazing tip from OG Anunoby, and OG was a miracle that night. Just a miracle in game four. But how does that happen? Because this Knicks team believes. Why? because they have Jalen Brunson and the other team does not. They believe in him, the shortest player on the floor most of the time. They take on his personality, his toughness, his work ethic, his never-say-die attitude, his belief, his ability to score at the end of the game and do whatever is needed, Jalen Brunson. And when we look at, for all the people who said he was too short, not a dude, not this, not that, when we look at the top best performances in a closeout game, you see Giannis, most points in a closeout game, 50 points. You see Bob Pettit, number two. And then now, forever etched in the record books, third most points ever scored in a closeout game. Jalen Brunson and Michael Jordan tied with 45 points. 45 points on a night when his team scored 94. Basically scored half the points of the team. On a night when nobody else could do anything offensively. Karl Anthony Towns, who was terrific in the entire playoff run and important, and when he wasn't getting called for absurd fouls that nobody else seemed to be called for, or foul calls overturned, and God knows what was going on with the referees in that series. By the way, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the league and the NBA, should be so grateful that the Knicks won this series and they don't have to answer questions about the referees and all that BS. But Cat, with the foul trouble, stuck on the bench in this closing game for so much of it, only able to play 23 minutes of the deciding game five, and scored 2 points. If I told you before the game started that Cat would score 2 points, would you say the Knicks had a chance to win? If I told you that OG Anunoby would only score 11 points, would you think the Knicks had a chance to win? That Landry Shamet only 5 points. You know, on this night, if I told you all of that, would you think the Knicks had a chance to win? But they did. They had Jalen Brunson, 45 points. Incredible. Incredible.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.